और गुरु महाराज टूक बर्थ इन ए हाई रेस्ट्रिक्टेड फैमिली. हिज फादर एंड मदर बोथ वेर वेरी रिलीजियस पर्सन्स. एस्पेशली गुरु महाराज मदर वॉज ऑफ ए very big landlord family.
Zamindar.
Bole jomindar bongsher uni chilen. Ota niye nin.
She was a very a strict ruler and also soft hearted. So Guru Maharaj, as her, was a good ruler, strict also. He used to control whole Jamindari lordship and all were happy. From beginning of his life he was very intelligent and with sharp memory wala, and he used to go to with his father where any religious ceremony used to be, and he used to hear Gita, Bhagavat and other things in that places, ceremonies. When he was studying, he made a society, only bachelor boys will be there. Bachelor means brahmachari. Only they will be. And they should collect a fund to serve poor.
Helpless
persons.
Orphan.
Old persons.
Sick persons.
Sick person to serve them. He was always engaged in this with all these students. One day, his mother, in the evening, he was looking that even my son Vinod has not returned. Now it is 9. I can't tolerate why he is going here and there. So he took a stick and stand on the
door.
After 9, when he came, he catch hold like Yashoda mother Krishna hand.
Uh-huh.
And I will
beat you.
Why mix
up? Where you were?
No, Baba.
But Guru Maharaj was not telling anything.
Nee, Baba, nee, Baba.
You should speak, otherwise I will punish you. Then he told mother, we a student has
committee.
Eh?
We found him form a committee.
And we, what you give me for my
tiffin breakfast.
I don't take anything. I collect. And we collect a fund for poor old persons.
Helpless and rogi. Sick.
So today a lady,
elderly lady,
helpless lady, old lady, he was attacked with cholera and she was about to die. No one was to look after. So we were engaged in that service. I went personally, went to doctor and called doctor, and he came and he gave medicine. We paid him doctor fee and
medicines,
and then it was given to her. Now she is okay. After that, when she is okay, then I kept another student there and I have returned. Hearing this, she began to weep, and his stick
dropped down from his hand
and embraced and told. He began to weep, "Oh, you are so kind. Now I will not anymore
chastise you, rebuke you
at it and any time." After that, when he joined college, Daulatpur, at that time, his aunt, more aged, auntie, na? She took
Sarojini Devi
with her, him, Hare and
Krishna.
Went to Mayapur for parikrama.
Bataiye.
That lady was first lady.
बहुत अच्छी बात है.
Lady what? Disciple of Srila Prabhupada.
She can hear Harikatha.
हाँ. तो
Lady disciple, auntie.
Auntie Sarojvasini Devi Sangha.
She took him to Navadvip Parikrama to Prabhupada. And he met with Prabhupada. And then Prabhupada told to
Auntie,
I will preach everywhere in whole Bengal.
Whole world.
And in nine islands, I will establish preaching centers. And after that, in India, I will preach everywhere my mission. Oh, she said,
sleeping in old and torn quilt and dreaming that you are.
No brahmachari, how it will be?
Who will take care of all this?
Who will take care of and who will look after? Then he told, this disciple.
This Vinod will do everything.
Vinod will manage everything. And then he gave initiation to Gurudev. When he was giving initiation, he told Brahma Gayatri and other, but no Guru Mantra. Then Gurudev told him, where is my Guru Mantra? If you are not giving, then I will have to search any other
Guru for Guru
and take Dikha for Guru Mantra. Then Prabhupada became very happy, and first time he gave to him and
Guru Mantra,
began to give other Guru Mantra. One day, a letter came from her mother. I'm very sick, very, very sick. I want to see my son for last time.
I am in death
bed. Prabhupada saw and told Vinod Bihari, you should go to your mother because she is sick and
death
last
bed.
Time perhaps. So you should go. He returned back and he went in a room and began to chant Hari name and never went outside. Then next day, Prabhupada asked Brahmachari, where is Vinod Bihari Brahmachari? Has he gone to his mother? Then told, no, he is inside the room.
Not coming out at all.
And then he called and he went, I thought you have gone. Why you could not go to your mother? She want to see you last time. Then he told Gurudev, after long, long speeches of life, I have come to you. And I know that from birth to birth we are suffering pain of birth and death.
So many mothers.
Now I hope that I have come to your
lotus feet
and I will be saved. But if I am going to my mother and she will tell me that I am going to
die,
so you should look after this
property
and your brothers and sisters, they don't know anything. Then
I cannot refuse.
So
how I can refuse his last order?
Then I will have to go again in world and again birth and death. That is why I could not go. Then he told, okay. After that,
or bikala bolben jol khabar khe ni. Now afternoon when people will come, then Gurudev will speak.
If they will come, then then
Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol.
Jai
Jai
Nitya Gaur Premanande.